Hello, it's the 31st of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford has a stockpile of unwanted vaccines after large numbers of people who have proven harder to reach, Bedford Council was told. This comes a day after local vaccination site was closed for a month, apparently due to lack of vaccines. However, a source claims it's actually due to lack of demand. The number of people waiting vaccines this week has dropped to 80% from previous week, despite many calls, letters and emails to the over 50s whose turn it is. There's lots of growing speculations around the experimental vaccines after hundreds of incidents of apparently healthy people dying or becoming seriously injured after receiving them. The demand has reduced so much, the 12-week gap between two-dose vaccines is now being reduced to 11 weeks. A planning application has been approved to turn the former Hazelwood food site in Dallas Road, Kempston, into 341 new homes. The application was approved even though the site will be short of 200 parking spaces for residents. Officers from Bedford Policing Unit are running a workshop to help keep bikers safe on the roads. Bike Safe is a project aimed at reducing the number of motorcyclists injured or killed. PC Simon Bergin from the Road Policing Unit said, "Motorcyclists are one of the most vulnerable road users, which is why the workshops like these are so important. The workshops are part theory and part practice. To book a place, check the show notes for a link." Bedford Council are encouraging home-based and mobile businesses affected by the current situation to apply for a grant. The £500 grant is available to anyone that has fixed business costs, such as mobile hairdressers, self-employed tradesmen and driving instructors. Check the show note for a link. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.